Wayne Simmons spent 27 years deep undercover for the CIA, taking down drug cartels and hunting terrorists. His special skill set allowed him to do work so secretive, it went entirely unrecorded. There's just one thing. Wayne Simmons was also a liar. Hi, I'm Alex French, an investigative journalist and host of the new Spotify original from Parcast, Imposters. Every Monday, discover the many truths, lies, and lives of a self-proclaimed spy in this six-part limited series. Hear more in this exclusive clip from the first episode. If you enjoy it, be sure to follow Imposters free and only on Spotify.
I've always been fascinated by spy stories. Aren't we all? Spy movies, spy novels, all that shadowy high-stakes drama. It's seductive. My favorites are not the action movie spies with guns and gadgets. I'm talking about the ones who use deception, false identities. They seem ordinary, but they're the furthest thing from it. Because the best spy stories are about our secret lives. What we show the world and what we conceal. They're about answering one question. Who are you, really? My name is Alex French. I'm an investigative journalist. A few years ago, I got caught up in a real-life spy thriller. It's not your typical Cold War yarn. This tale is rooted in the era of known unknowns, the mid-2000s, back when Tea Party conservatives were considered fringe, before fake news entered the lexicon, when conspiracy theorists were harder to spot, and their lies didn't flow through the public consciousness so freely. Our little drama traces the history of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the toxic tribalization of American politics. In the middle of it all is a man claiming he's being framed by the state, crushed by the system. His name is Wayne Simmons. Wayne says he had a secret life for nearly 40 years, but he's not keeping it secret anymore.
I was right in the middle of it, and I had intelligence that nobody else had.
This is Imposters, the spy. I only met Wayne Simmons in person twice, over a couple of weekends back in early 2016, but his life story has followed me around ever since. It's not surprising, because Wayne could really tell a story.
So I had presence in London, I had a presence in Hong Kong, I had a presence all over the world.
One of Wayne's stories goes like this. It's 1995. He's in Kazakhstan. The Rahat Palace Hotel. A swanky bar, marble floors, domed glass ceiling. Wayne's wearing an expensive suit. He looks like a classy American businessman.
Am I a Donald Trump in business? No. But man, you want something to get started? Hell, I'm game.
He's well into a glass of vodka. He's surrounded by Russian guys, hanging on his every word, laughing at all his jokes. Then,
bang, I'm out.
Poison. Wayne suddenly realizes his cover is blown because Wayne is in the CIA. And the Russians are on to him.
So the Soviets are famous for this shit, for poisoning. They use chlorohydrate normally. Uh-huh. And if they're not sure who you are, but they want to send a message that they're watching you, they dose you.
Wayne's in trouble. He's fading in and out of consciousness. So he calls up his ground contact, a colonel in the U.S. military, and says,
I don't know what's going on, but there's a big, big problem. I've got Russian mafia, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And they were all through this five-star hotel. Colonel Perry says, Wayne, do you want military or plain clothes? I want both. And I'm telling you, in 8 minutes, 10 minutes, the doors opened up. Everybody came in.
I can imagine it. Tactical teams in black, kicking down doors. Undercover operatives pulling guns out of hidden holsters.
I mean, it was an all-out thing. Mm-hmm. All-out, absolutely, totally out of control, man. They cleaned those frickin' guys out.
Wayne's got tons of these stories. During escapes, major stings. That's all in his past now. He just wants to enjoy the cushy retirement that an American hero deserves. But Wayne is not enjoying his retirement. On the day I met him back in early 2016, Wayne was on house arrest. We were at his place in Annapolis, Maryland.
No water?
No, I'm good.
During my visit, Wayne knew he might be facing prison time, because a whole lot of people say that Wayne is lying about that Kazakhstan story. all of his stories. In fact, they say Wayne was never in the CIA at all. But Wayne tells me the government is lying. He spent decades risking his life for his country as a deep cover operative. And now he's been betrayed.
My life is forever changed.
Yeah.
Forever. Forever changed. I'll be vindicated. I'll be vindicated.
I've been obsessed with Wayne Simmons for years. I can't tell if he's the hero of the story or a charismatic villain. And it's bigger than that. It's about the world of espionage and how power operates in secret. It's a look at a crucial moment in the history of American propaganda. And it's about truth at the edge of a new era when no one can agree on facts. So I'm going to track down ex-spies, FBI agents, over-the-hill drug runners, all of whom swirl around Wayne's story. They're going to help me figure out who Wayne Simmons really is. Because if he's telling the truth about his CIA career, then there's been a giant miscarriage of justice. But if he's lying, it means he's been misleading the American people for years. Because Wayne spent over a decade as a respected pundit on Fox News. He was billed as a national security expert. His views shaped public opinion and even foreign policy.
From Washington is former CIA operative Wayne Simmons. Wayne, welcome to the program.
Wayne became a pundit at a pivotal moment, right after 9/11. That day, the world changed.
What we have been fearing for the longest time here apparently has come to pass. A disastrous terrorist attack.
Terrorism slips into the American psyche as the biggest existential threat. And Wayne Simmons, former CIA operative, is anointed terrorism analyst.
This is what I did my entire career. I know how to do this.
He says he has the experience to make sense of the new world we're living in.
I know how to get my assets to make sure this is what we do, and we did it to our enemies.
Wayne looks great on TV, like Captain America's dad. Red tie, slick suit. A little white mustache trimmed perfectly.
We will shut this cell down and we will win. We will win, Neil, by the way.
By the time the Iraq War begins in 2003, he's a network mainstay.
Joining us now is former CIA operative and terror analyst Wayne Simmons.
Former CIA operative Wayne Simmons.
Operative Wayne Simmons, who says he's not so sure.
Wayne's star continues to rise for 15 years. And every time Wayne goes on TV, his words are influencing American voters.
We are in a global war against Islamic jihad. We've got at least 19 paramilitary Muslim training facilities in the United States. Are you kidding me?
And sometimes the people listening are policymakers, like Congressman Louis Gohmert, who uses Wayne's words to support his argument on the floor of Congress.
A former CIA operative, Wayne Simmons, terrorist analyst, who indicates that, he was amazed at the medical treatment that was provided to those who want to kill and destroy us.
So Wayne's opinions make it all the way to Capitol Hill. But in 2015, his world came crashing down.
Finally today, as some of you might know, in the last 24 hours, it has come to our attention that a frequent guest on this show might not have been who he purported to be. Federal prosecutors now claim Wayne Simmons was not a former CIA operative, or for that matter, ever worked at the CIA at all.
Wayne was accused of lying. He was convicted of fraud, and he was sent to prison.
I'm not just the piece of shit that the government says that I am.
This is what Wayne told me when I last spoke to him, before he went to prison in 2016. He insisted he's not lying. That the country he risked his life for has left him out in the cold.
I'm not wandering around out here, Alex, with a story. I'm wandering around out here with the frickin' proof.
Wayne is sticking to his story. And if he's telling the truth, he deserves a chance to clear his name.
If I never say another word to you for the rest of my life, this I promise you. Number one, what I'm telling you is the truth. Mm-hmm. And number two, I've got the files to prove it.
The files. Wayne's got a big black binder that, he says, contains plenty that should exonerate him. He showed me bits and pieces. But he says he can't show me the really compelling evidence, the classified files, because he says it would be treason. These are government secrets. This is if I told you I'd have to kill you kind of stuff.
I know what I did all of those years. I know what my family went through. I know what my wife went through. Think about it. I'm on Fox News all those years. Nobody says anything. Mm-hmm. Everything's cruising along. I'm not bothering anybody. I'm talking a conservative position. Nobody believes that I'm ever going to do anything to hurt the CIA. I know what we did. I know that until for almost a decade, nobody said a frickin' word about me.
It's possible Wayne's work really was so secretive that the CIA has to pretend they never heard of him. And it's not like you can just call up the CIA and ask if Wayne ever worked there. They keep details about their spies under layers of secrecy. So I'm starting from the outside. I'll gather all the evidence I can get my hands on, talk to everyone I can find who knows Wayne, and slowly drill deeper and deeper into Wayne's past.
A football player, a drug trafficker, an intelligence officer, a con man. Who is Wayne Simmons? Follow the 6-part limited series Imposters. Listen free and only on Spotify.